Subject, what should I do? Hello, Stephen and Shirley. I am a 29-year-old woman who needs some solid advice. I am dating a 35-year-old man who is strong, educated, works two jobs, pays his own bills, helps his family out when he can, and in general just takes care of business. We've been dating for close to a year now. What's the problem, you may ask? Well, this man is divorced and has three children. I have no children, have a great career, and have been living on my own for more than 10 years. This man is good to me, and while we haven't had any major problems, we do have our differences of opinion from time to time. This man also lives in another state and wants me to move away from my family, friends, and job to be with him. He doesn't understand the concept of support system and says, why can't I be your support system? Am I crazy to have strong reservations and concerns about moving across the country to be with someone with three kids and an ex-wife? He says that I am too concerned about the what-ifs and I should just live life. He says if I loved him, then moving wouldn't be an issue. How can I make a sacrifice like moving across the country away from everything I know and love after only 1 year? What should I do? How can I explain to him my concerns without downplaying our relationship? I do care about him, but I'm just not sure. Signed, concerned and confused. Well, I got to tell you, it's okay for him to ask you to move. It's definitely nothing wrong with that. He can ask you, but you don't have to answer him yes if it makes you feel uncomfortable. It's okay for you to feel the way you feel about it. The problem is that he just asked you to move. He's just asking you, like you say, to move away from your family and your friends and your job and everything. He's not proposing marriage to you on one knee with a ring and a date and all of that. You mentioned in your letter about a support system, but what you really need is some security from him, love, all of that. I mean, that's why you would leave everything, you know, if you felt that way about him, if you guys were going to get married, if you were married to him. You see what I'm saying to you? I think you definitely need to wait, because what's the rush? You've only been together a year. It takes time sometimes, and you're uncomfortable anyway. I mean, if you want to do it, you have to move on your own so you can survive on your own, get your own job, and don't have to depend solely on him if he's not proposing marriage and you can't see any other way around it. But I wouldn't do this unless your relationship is more secure and solid. Steve?
Well, this whole thing is predicated on time. Mm-hmm. It's a year. This woman is uncomfortable with the year. Well, then that's it. That's it. You ain't got to feel bad. You ain't got to explain nothing. See, let me hip you to men in case you don't know. You're 29, he 35, he been divorced. He got three kids. I'm going to get to that in a second. This man lives in another state, wants me to move away from my family, friends, and job to be with him. He doesn't understand the concept of support system and says, why can't I be your support system? Well, because over the past few years, I'm not in your family. You're not in my family. You ain't asked us to be a family. We haven't been together long enough to form a really solid friendship. You have no job for me. So now, here's a man that has no job for you, is not acting very much like a friend to you, and is not your family member. But you gonna give up all your family, your friends, and your job to go be with him, and then he say, why can't I be your support system? Because you're not acting like it now. You don't support my decision. You don't care about how I feel. You want what you want. Am I crazy to have strong reservations and concerns about moving across the country to be with someone with three kids and an ex-wife? If that's your concern, then let that be your concern. Listen to me. He got three kids and an ex-wife. He not leaving that situation. But he wants you to fly into a situation. You already know when you get there, the relationship is going to be different than the one you have because you now live there. You're going to have to deal with the kids and the ex. And I'm not so sure you even know the kids. So when you move out there, hello, mama. You ain't our mama. I mean, you got all this is coming. If you don't know or have a relationship with the kids, and I don't think you do, and if you do, it's very long distance. And when you get out there, trust me, being a parent long distance is way different from being a parent who's present and active every day. It's a huge difference. You're going to run into some situations you're very unfamiliar with, uncomfortable with. You're already uncomfortable.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.